The content found on thebestdayever.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
In truth, what is it about this colostrum that makes it ideal for human consumption? Because a lot of people, of course, have, you know, the question, how does bovine colostrum help with human health? And you're going to get into that a lot. And you told me about the immune response that happens when we do take bovine colostrum through the transfer factors, also through something called reactors. So could you talk a little bit about those transfer factors and the reactors?
Another term that they use in immunology called reactors. Okay. Reactors boost host-mediated response in an intelligent precursor way. Colostrum has reactors, okay? Most ingested constituents in bovine colostrum can be digested into biologically active fractions, okay, which act as immunogens. Immunogens promote self-human immunity system to produce and release its own native immunoglobulins. So these immunogens, these reactors, are compounds in the colostrum that are not exactly immunoglobulins. They're not a finished antibody, a complete Y-shaped protein antibody ready to, with the tip of every antibody's got a very complex head, a very complex locking system. And it can turn many different ways to find the right lock to attach to an antigen. And once it's attached to an antigen, it's just piggybacked. It's stuck on there everywhere it goes. And all of a sudden that pathogen is either it's going to use that, depending on the level of that immunoglobulin, it's going to use that immunoglobulin as a signaling molecule so that an extra killer cell can identify that pathogen and destroy it. Or depending on the type of locking mechanism or depending on the type of immunoglobulin, it can actually lock on and destroy itself. Or it can lock on and just, it can neuter the pathogen. It can prevent it from replicating or mutating. Or it can, some of the immunoglobulins will secrete a layer, like a goopy liquid that will surround the whole thing and suffocate the pathogen. It does different things, but there's other constituents in colostrum that are not complete immunoglobulins. They're called immunogens, and they're incomplete constituents that are highly biological and highly biologically available fractions of immune system components, these immunogens. But it's what they do when they go into the human immune system, even from bovine source. Bovine immunogen constituents from bovine colostrum can go into even an adult human, okay? They absorb very easily. And it's what they do is they turn on and they release the native growth of human immunoglobulins, okay? We produce our own human immunoglobulins to everything that we are exposed to. Our immune system is an intelligent computer observing its environment from day one, constantly regulating all these cells and how they work, both sides of the immune system, and constantly learning to identify and create intelligence to all pathogens and all potential foe that are out there. Germs, microbes, parasites, fungus, tapeworms, protozoa, you name it. And it's an amazing thing. But these immunogens, which are these biologically absorbable fractions in colostrum, these immunogens can come into an adult human, and it will all of a sudden trigger a release in the human's native immune system to produce a human immunoglobulin. How perfect is that? That's intelligence, right? That's a tonic. The Chinese knew about this 4,000 years ago, just like they knew deer antler has ectosaponins or growth factors. It's the only mammal with an organ that falls off in an annual season and grows back that rapidly. It's the only mammal. That you could cut up this substance and make a tea and give it to a human, and it had a balanced, intelligent, regulatory effect for growth in a human. Deer antler will not overgrow in a human and produce something you don't want, like a bad growth that could lead to a disease that could kill you. But deer antler will grow every night. You sleep for 2 hours, it'll boost your growth hormone then for repair, just like colostrum. And deer antler will strengthen the whole body and strengthen the nervous system, but it will never damage. The Chinese learned that this was a cross-species, intelligent substance from nature that worked in humans. That's a gift from nature. And, you know, it's a bit of culinary mastery for a race to have figured out something like that. Because it's not in your first instinct to go out as a human when you're born, you're walking around the forest and try to make friends with a deer and chew on its tip. You know what I mean? That just seems kind of weird, right? It takes someone, you know, these things are tribal custom passed down. You know, we do what our parents teach us, you know, and you, if your parents didn't teach you to do that, you're never going to do that. If your parents teach you to eat Fruit Loops for breakfast every morning, you're going to create a neural net habit and you're going to do that every morning. When in China, the Taoists taught people to take deer antler and goji and lyceum and wuxi wu, you know, every single day and eat cordyceps. You know, who's going to eat a caterpillar that is turned into a fungal mushroom that's a mycelium that's stuck in the frozen dirt up in the mountains? It looks like an odd thing to chew on or cook into a soup, but it's one of the most prized substances in herbal medicine for 4,000 years. Well, colostrum is the same thing. It's a cross-species food that other people have studied by accident. I think farmers just got curious a long, long time ago, and they saw how the milk was different in the beginning of the new animal, and they saw maybe the animals that didn't get that first different milk, they didn't survive the same. Some of, you know, and the ones that did were stronger. And then maybe some humans started drinking animal milk for the first time and going, oh, you know, I ran out of my mother's milk, but milk seems like a good food, and so I'm going to try milk. And the farmer starts drinking milk for the first time, or I don't know how far back milk drinking goes in our history, but, and then at some point it realized, oh, there's a different kind of milk that happens only at the beginning. Wonder why that is. Oh, it's a special milk. It's colostrum. It's a cross-species Jing superfood milk. That's what it is for all of life to take advantage of. The colostrum that's being produced from the companies that are available, the truth is the cow usually produces more colostrum, way more colostrum than the calf will ever end up consuming. There's always waste colostrum after the first milking. So it is a substance that's available to people, and it's a specialty item. I don't know if there's enough for everybody to drink all day long like they would drink milk, but not everybody needs that much. So this immune system response stuff is amazing. Immunoglobulins, growth promoting factors, lactoferrin, prostaglandulins, reactors, compounds, immunogens that help the human immune system produce its own native immunoglobulins. TGF, transferring growth factor B, this abundant in bovine colostrum is believed to activate the B lymphocytes, further helping immunoglobulins, IgG and IgA, in the mucous membrane of the intestines, helps the immune system, mucous membrane attack pathogens and environmental pollutants. Colostrum is also a regulatory food. It has proline-rich polypeptides that modulate the immune system. Cytokines also are interleukins that regulate the intensity and the duration of the immune response on the cell-mediated side of the immune system. Interleukin 10, anti-inflammatory. This is a component in colostrum. Colostrum has some anti-inflammatory properties. And lymphokines are immune modulators. This is also what regulates. It gives the immune system a bipolar double-direction immune response. That's why immune colostrum keeps on giving. You can keep eating pretty much as you feels right for your body, and it never overstimulates and it never stops giving. That's pretty amazing. I found it more safe and adaptogenic even than some adaptogenic herbs that I've taken that are so-called adaptogenic. It's really very subtle, very gentle, very safe, but very profound life-giving food. The whole summation of all these factors together from colostrum, there is a Shen effect. There's a mood boost. Some people believe it's oxytocin. There's some oxytocin left in the colostrum, but I've not found enough research to prove that. But it may very well be true because I've noticed it for myself when I mouth shoot several doses of colostrum. I definitely get very happy, very giddy, very childlike, very all is well. It definitely has a Shen effect. But I know that's also, you know, the parasympathetic nervous system switching, turning off, and the Shen kind of lighting up like everything. I feel so safe and I feel so good inside. My immune system is singing with all of this abundance of growth factors and immune ones that all I know, me as a being inside my body, I can't see all those things exactly, but all I know is that I just feel really good. I feel happy. So this is a support food. The growth factors are really, they're really in the anti-aging category. They're very much an anti-aging food, very much for wound healing, tissue repair, regeneration of bone, cartilage, nerve, muscle, breaking down of excess fat. Growth factors basically feed stem cells. The nucleotides are another food. Nucleic foods like brewer's yeast and raw wheat germ and sardines, these are anti-aging foods, and they go back to nutritionists for ages because you're giving spare parts to your DNA, and you're giving cellular energy transfer to the DNA. Well, colostrum is a nucleic food, high in nucleotides. So it's kind of like a cell therapy food. Cell therapy and stem cell therapy. And it's high in minerals and amino acids and a high protein food. But the growth factor side and the immunoglobulins, to me, is where it's at. The adaptogenic power of the immune system. All microbes can trigger antibody response. Okay. Successful recognition and eradication depends on immunoglobulin diversity. That's at the end of the day. Every single germ that can take away your life, your entire life, from the day you're born to the day you die, you're being attacked by microbes. The average person has got 4 microbes to every 1 human cell. And we're talking 77 trillion cells or whatever, or 70 trillion, I forget what the number is. Talking a lot of human cells. That's a lot of bacteria. That's why I think the germ theory is a big one. I think people who understand the body apology system of healing, they understand low sugar, high probiotics, high alkalinity, good immune system health, cultured foods every day, probiotics. Instead of being the average person today in the modern world, because of everything we're doing that's improper for our immune system, we're about 80% pathogenic bacteria and only 20% beneficial bacteria. You can reverse that. You can become 80% good, 20% bad. You could become 90, 95% good, 5 or 10% opportunistic by understanding how to strip down to extremely low levels of sugar, like someone with serious candida or a diabetic. But even though you're not, you just decide if you're serious about anti-aging, you work towards that. You get your sugar extremely low so there's no fuel for germs, and you make your fats and proteins your food source. You give yourself a tiny bit of carbs through some superfoods. And then you give yourself probiotic foods every day and probiotics. Give yourself immune foods like colostrum and medicinal mushrooms. So you got both sides of the immune system totally covered. And then you give yourself minerals so that you've got the alkalinity, the pH buffer to protect the whole system. And then you give yourself ginseng. If you have a healthy brain, get maximum sleep for anabolic regeneration. If you're on a magnet bed, it's going to be even better. Or if you're grounded, it's going to be even better. And then you give yourself Jing herbs to replenish the Jing. And then you learn exercises, lifestyle factors of stress reduction, of training the mind to focus on your life to be the way it is, because basically the brain responds to stress based on how the brain is set. And now you've got a recipe for immortality here. And it's amazing, but you've got to understand your immune system is the Jing protection aspect. You know, in Taoism, they say, restore the yin and yang jing, regulate the yin and yang jing, build the yin and yang jing, nourish the qi in the blood, and lock in the jing with astringent herbs, and then build the qi in the blood and protect the being, the protective qi, protect the organism at all costs. That's your immune system, protect the body. So every single microbe that can take life away can trigger an antibody response, meaning your immune system can create an intelligent response to it if it has enough immunoglobulin diversity. And there's a lot of things you can do for your immune system even without colostrum, but by adding such an available, such a gentle, such an across-the-board amazing bioavailable superfood like colostrum, you can expand your antibody diversity, your immunoglobulin antibody diversity on a massive level. Massive level beyond what you can even know. And you don't have to measure these things to know if it's working or not, because I know some people may take herbs or they may take supplements and they just do because they read the science and they know it's good for them, but they're not sure if it's making that much of a difference. I guarantee you, if you take colostrum, and it's a good colostrum, and the medicinal way to take it is by a tablespoon at a time, pop it straight into the mouth and chew and swish until it's liquidy and creamy with your saliva. Use your tongue and swish that creamy, activated, enzymatically alive colostrum powder. Swish that with your tongue on the inside of your upper and lower lip membrane for about 10, 20 seconds or so, and you'll start getting some of these nutrients into the bloodstream, and you'll feel it. If it's good colostrum, you'll feel it immediately. And then as your tongue gets a little tired, just rest that liquid under the tongue, like a pocket. Get a deep pocket under the tongue and hold it there. 1 to 15 minutes, you'll feel it drip slowly into your bloodstream, into your system, and you'll feel it going to work. Then your tongue is rested, you can go back and swish a little bit more. You can keep doing this back and forth until it's almost all gone. Or do it until you've felt like you've had enough and swallow it, and then take another dose. If you do that, you're going to mainline colostrum, immunoglobulins, and growth factors right into your system. And you will feel the change of the diversity of your immunoglobulin antibody spread. You'll feel it grow, like instantly. and you'll feel it change your life. And then if you value your life, you'll know that this is something I should take every day. And by the time I'm, the time taken to do this as an immune supplement, it's also giving myself a perfect food, a perfect food.